With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two Senate committees advanced the nominations of both former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Director of Health and Human Services. Both nominations now head to the full Senate for final approval. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt discusses President Trump's 10% tariffs on all Chinese products.
He is not going to allow China to continue to source and distribute deadly fentanyl into our country. That was the reason for this tariff. It was a retaliatory tariff on China for the last 4 years of their unprecedented distribution of fentanyl into our nation's border.
United States Postal Service no longer accepting packages from China or Hong Kong. Tuesday, USPS released a statement saying they are suspending international package acceptance from China and Hong Kong until further notice. Letters and flat envelopes will still be accepted. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump will attend the Super Bowl Sunday, becoming the first ever sitting president to attend the big game. He's already scheduled to sit down with Fox News for a pregame interview. This year's game will see the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Chiefs trying to become the first team to win three straight Super Bowls. The GOP's plan to quickly advance President Trump's agenda hitting a speed bump.
Speaker Mike Johnson's reconciliation plan is already running behind schedule. The House Budget Committee is not planning to vote on the budget resolution this week, despite the speaker's initial plan to do so. GOP leaders have been scrambling to address demands from conservative members who want deeper spending cuts. Johnson and GOP leaders repeatedly said that they wanted to start the legislative process on the measure, encompassing much of Trump's agenda by advancing a budget resolution out of committee this week. But a source says a vote will not take place this week amid jockeying among Republicans over how deep the spending cuts should ultimately be. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Islam is waging war on Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Schools and universities responding to complaints of sexual misconduct must return to policies established during President Trump's first term, with requirements for live hearings and more protections for those who are accused. In a memo to education institutions, the Education Department clarified that Title IV will be enforced according to a set of rules created by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. This is SRN News. It's labeled as a seismic swarm, a rash of earthquakes hitting the Greek islands.
Hundreds of magnitude 5 earthquakes have been recorded in the region since Friday. Ferry and commercial flight operators have added services to accommodate departures. The quakes have caused cracks in some older buildings, but no injuries have been reported so far. Schools are now shut on 13 different islands. Santorini earlier cancelled public events, restricted travel to the island, and banned construction work in certain areas. In Athens, government officials are holding daily high-level planning and assessment meetings with briefings from island officials. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Companies are already unveiling their Super Bowl ads online. This year's spots include an Uber Eats commercial starring Matthew McConaughey with Martha Stewart. Another sees Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal reuniting to recreate their famous When Harry Met Sally scene. More details at SRNnews.com.